KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, March 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Couple of upsets yesterday, round one, day one of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. The number 12 seed High Point, they were the highest seed to advance, as they would defeat the number 5 seed Wisconsin 83-82. There were three other double-digit seeds that won yesterday. Number 11 VCU would come from behind, down 19 points, to upset the number 6 seed North Carolina 82-78 in overtime. Number 11 Texas, they would take out number 6 BYU 79-71. And the 10 seed Texas A&M, they dominated the 7 seed St. Mary's. They would win 63-50. Almost one of the biggest upsets of all time yesterday. Number 1 Duke would hang on for a 6-point win versus the 16 seed Siena. Duke would advance 71-65. Duke trailed by 11 at the half. They were down 13 early in the second half. Duke avoids one of the biggest upsets of all time. Siena looked to become just the third number 16 seed ever to win a first round game. Number 1 Michigan had no issue with Howard in the second half. They beat Howard 101-80. North Dakota State with a brief appearance in the tournament. They would lose to the 3 seed Michigan State 92-67. Late last night, to number 3 Gonzaga, they would have a little bit of trouble with the 14 seed Kennesaw State. Gonzaga advances by 9, 73-64. Number 4 Nebraska wins their first ever NCAA tournament game. They took out the 13 seed Troy 76-47. Nebraska, they'll take on the 5 seed Vanderbilt coming up tomorrow. More first round matchups today. Starts at 11:15 a.m. on CBS. Number 7 Kentucky takes on the 10 seed Santa Clara. Plus a potential upset as number 12 Akron takes on injury riddled Texas Tech, a 5 seed. That's at 11:40 a.m. on True TV. Iowa State takes on the 15 seed Tennessee State. That'll be at 1:50 this afternoon on CBS. Plus, number 11 seed Miami of Ohio, one of the last teams in. They've lost just one game all year. They look to continue their tournament run as they take on the 6 seed Tennessee late this afternoon at 3:25. Coming up here later on tonight, number 9 Iowa takes on the 8 seed Clemson. That'll be your first evening game. That'll be 5:50 on TNT. While the 12 seed Northern Iowa, they look to advance. They take on the Big East champ St. John's. Number 5 seed, that's at 6:10 tonight on CBS. Minnesota Vikings, they like to sign quarterbacks. They're bringing back veteran quarterback Carson Wentz on a one-year deal. Wentz started 5 games last season before his shoulder almost fell off. He joins Kyler Murray, J.J. McCarthy, and also Max Brosmer still on the roster. Murray considered the favorite to start, but the team says it'll be an open competition going into the summer. Wentz was 2-3 as a starter last year, threw for 1,200 yards while playing through a shoulder injury that eventually required surgery and ended his season. NBA last night, Luka Doncic of the Lakers went for 60 points. Lakers have won 8 straight. They beat Miami 134-126. It's tied for the second most points that Luka Doncic has ever scored in a game. He scored 60 against the Knicks back in 2022. He also had a 73-point game against Atlanta 2 years ago. LeBron James tied Robert Parrish's NBA record for most games played ever in the NBA, just over 1,600. LeBron had a triple-double of 19 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. And that's a look at your sports for Friday, March 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.